How many signing languages are there around the world, do you know?
I couldn't give an exact number, but each country generally has its own native sign language, which is developed within the deaf community.
And is it very different? So if someone was to go from Australia to America or Europe, would they easily communicate?
Each sign language is very different. AusLAN, Australian Sign Language, is based on a British sign language originally, but has developed into its own language. Each sign language is very different. Sometimes there are similarities, but because they're a visual, spatial, three-dimensional language, deaf people from different countries generally are able to communicate much more easily with each other than two hearing people from different countries who don't speak the same language.
Mm. And do something like AusLAN, does it take into account a lot of the Australianisms that we have in our language, all those very particular words and phrases?
No, actually. Sign language is very, very different from spoken English with the Australian vernacular. It has its own syntax, and generally idioms and those kind of phrases aren't used in AusLAN at all.
Okay, that's interesting. What's it like to learn, to both hear, I guess, in to use the word hear, but to understand AusLAN, but also to be able to communicate with it?
It's a really great language to know. I've been using AusLAN for over 30 years now, and it served me very well. I really appreciate working with the deaf community and being having a connection with the deaf community. It's a great language to know in that even though it's an individual language, it's still semi-universal in that deaf people can communicate more readily with each other. And I think understanding the grammar of AusLAN, which is totally different from English, has certainly helped me when I've been trying to learn other languages. Because quite often the subject, object, verb is the way that AusLAN is generally structured, although the grammar can be quite flexible in terms of where the word order sits within sentences. But it's a great language to know, and it comes in very handy, particularly if you're trying to communicate with someone, through glass, or you're sitting in traffic, or they're on the other side of the road, So diving is another good example. It's great to know the language, but it's unfortunate when you're in a situation where you could really use the language, but the person you're with who is hearing doesn't know AusLAN, so it's not so helpful then.
Well, and that's an interesting question too. Should more of us be learning it?
Well, I think the more people that know AusLAN, the better for the deaf community. I mean, whilst the deaf community identify as a cultural linguistic minority and not so much as a group of people with a disability, it does. I think if more people knew AusLAN, then more barriers would be removed for deaf people, because it's not really deafness that makes a person disabled. It's the fact that other people don't know AusLAN. If everyone knew AusLAN, then a deaf person wouldn't be disabled at all.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a problem whatsoever. I like the way you put that. How busy are you in the local community working with the deaf community?
Very busy. And as you mentioned before, with more interpreters becoming prominent in press releases around, COVID and health restrictions, and also natural disasters, there is definitely more of a demand for interpreting. And with the rollout of the NDIA, deaf people are now eligible to access that particular model, where previously, under the previous model, they weren't. So that has given deaf people a sense of freedom and emancipated them in having funding to access interpreters. So the demand for interpreting has increased dramatically.
Mm. So is that for someone like yourself? Are you sort of kept busier than ever now because of that?
Yes, I think so. We're seeing a lot more demand, and also due to the Queensland Language Services policy, established services that are funded by the Queensland government are obliged to provide AusLAN interpreters when needed. So we're definitely seeing more of a demand there as well.
And would you be encouraging more groups, whether they're schools or community organisations or businesses, to bring in interpreters to make that communication gap a little shorter?
Absolutely. I think interpreters should always be engaged wherever they're required, and this certainly changes the access for the deaf person, giving them much more access. And really, under the Anti-Discrimination Act, Queensland Language Services policy, those particular organisations are bound to actually provide interpreters. Don't always, but really should.
Yeah, and as you said before, I mean, for a lot of people in the deaf community, it's been, an issue of trying to get more people on board to understand what they're going through. Are we seeing better services, better delivery, more people are getting out there and accessing services in the local community now?
Absolutely. I think a lot of deaf people now, through the NDIA and having funding to access interpreters, has given them more scope, and deaf people are really utilising that to a large degree. And with service providers becoming more aware of what their obligations are, their booking interpreters where required.